We're not going to discuss something that's necessarily regarding the laws of Shmos Lashon itself and Lashon Hara. I want to discuss something that is slightly connected, but also something that many people do and they're not aware of what they're doing or why they do it or the rules regarding it. There is a pasuk in Micha in Parak Vav, pasuk test. The pasuk says, Kol Hashem Le'ir Yikra V'sushya Yireh Shemecha Shimu Mateh Mi Ya'ada. So Rashi there in the parentheses. Now, this is important to know that this Rashi is in parentheses in the standard editions of the Mikros Gadolos. Rashi makes the following comment. And he says that the wisdom of Torah, that the Kol Hashem, that the wisdom of Torah, the one who sees your name, right, is the one who's Yireh Shemecha. If a person wants to be wise in Torah, they need to see your name. So this comment that's ascribed to Rashi in these parentheses says, from here we deduce that whoever recites a daily verse beginning with the letter and the ending letter of the person's name, so the Torah saves him from Gehenna. Right? We have such a concept. Many people at the end of Shmona Esrei recite certain psukim that reflect with the letters beginning or ending of their name. The source seems to be from this Rashi. It's not really Rashi. The Rashi that's in parentheses there in Micha is a printer's edition. We don't know what Rashi said about this. He probably didn't say anything about it. The real earlier source is from the Kitzur Shla. The Kitzur Shla is a book of Kabbalah and Halacha that was very popular in its day after the days of the Shla. So he writes the end of the Sefer, citing the Sefer HaKavanos, which is a book of Kabbalah, who says that Rishayim don't remember their name in the Kever. When a Rasha passes away, and they go before the Beis Shamal, they go before the heavenly court, they're going to ask them their name, and they don't remember their name when they're buried. So they recite Psukim in order they should be able to remember a name. A trigger. If I remember this Pasuk, so then I'll remember what my name is. So when they ask me my name for this Rasha, they'll know exactly what to do. So what's the implication, though? The implication of the Kitzur Shla is that if you're not a Rasha, so then you don't need to worry about this. Only if you're a Rasha, you're going to forget your name. But nevertheless, the Minhag is that we say the Kitzur Shla gives his own suggestions regarding what psukim you should say. The list that's in the back of the Arz Kol Siddur comes from the list of the Kitzur Shla himself. You'll notice that the list is missing some things. That's mainly because the Kitzur Shla was not as exhaustive as he could have been. And also, there's actually a number of names that don't have psukim. Somebody did a search on the computer, and they did a list showing that there are a number of names that don't have psukim that begin and end with certain letters. Like, for example, a name that begins with a mem or ends with a gimel, Tzadi that ends with a gimel, Zion, Tes, Samech, or Pei, all different types of names that we don't have any combination for them in Tanakh. So that's why the list of the Kitzur Shla is not exactly exhausted. Now this idea of reciting a pasuk with someone's name at some point in davening is cited in the Sefer Yafa Lalev in Chelak Aleph, the Siddur Nehora HaShalem, the Reishis Chachma, which is also a book of Kabbalah, Neshar HaYira, and other Svarim as well. The Shailos HaTshuvos Tzipichas B'Dvash, which is a book that discusses halachic ramifications of Kabbalah. So he writes in Siman Nunhei, and he doesn't think that in Kabbalah this works. He thinks that according to many of the great Mekubalim, there's no idea of remembering a person's name, and he disagrees with it. That's certainly not the minhag. The minhag is that many people do recite psukim corresponding to certain names. The Das Chachamim says this pasuk can be recited in any Eis Tzara, any difficult time. A person should recite these psukim, and there's some sort of a good luck charm, some sort of a segula, to recite the pasuk with a person's name. There are many other people who discuss this. In the Sichos of the Rebbe Rashab of Chabad, that he gave in Simchas Torah in Tafresh Nun Beis, so that's 1892. So in 1892, he cites a letter from the Rebbe Rayatz, one of the Rebbes of Lubavitch, on Erev Pesach, who says that the letters of the Psukei Shemos are said at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, right? And the letters of the Torah that purify the Neshama that are physically around us. That when a person recites these Psukim, it purifies the person's neshama, and they make them into a better person. There's a beautiful idea brought from Rav Zilberstein in the Sefer Tuvchei Abiyu in Chelek Beis, where he cites from Yosef Kahaneman. Yosef Kahaneman was the Rav of Panovich, the Panovich Rav who founded Panovich in Bnei Brak. So the Panovich Rav asked a very obvious question. He said, how could it be that when I go before the Beis Neshamala, after a person passes away, that I'm not going to remember my name, that I won't remember, but some complicated pasuk somewhere in Treyasar, so that I'm going to remember? How does that make any sense? I can't remember my simple name, which may consist of maybe one, two, or if I'm extra special, maybe three words. So that I won't be able to remember before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this big pasuk somewhere, that I'm going to remember, how could it possibly be? So the Panav Yisrov explained that the pachad, the fear on the Yom HaDin, when a person passes away, is so great that you forget everything, every single thing you know. Every single thing you ever knew in your life, you forget. The only thing that remembers is Torah that stays in our neshama. When a person learns Torah, it is implanted, engraved, kept in his neshama. And therefore, every word of Torah you say won't be forgotten when it's inside your neshama. So yes, your name, that's a piece of useless information before the Beis Neshamala that you're not expected to remember. You will forget that. But the Torah that's engraved in your heart, in your neshama, that Torah is nitzchi. It lasts forever and it will always be there. And therefore, you will remember this pasuk. And then when you remember the pasuk, that will trigger that you'll be able to remember your name. This is cited in the Sifrei Halacha, reciting the Pesukim in the Eliyahu Rabbah, in Siman Kufchav Beis, when he discusses the Halacha of Shemana Esrei, and the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, or Shlomo Gansfried, in his important work in Siman Yudches, Os Tesvav, say this should be done before saying, Yiyu l'ratzon reifi, ve'gan libi l'fanecha, Hashem tzvi v'gali. Now we say that twice in Shemana Esrei. Many people say that twice. So which one do you say it in? So it's probably referring to the last Yiyu l'ratzon, where we say it normally, not because the first Yiyu l'ratzon may still be part of Shemana Esrei itself, and therefore instead we put it by the end of the last Yehi Ratzon, which is the minhag for most people. The Sefer Maor Or, which is another book of that discusses this issue in the Chelek Be'er Sheva on Lamed Aleph and Beis, says that this is not mentioned in Chazal. We have no mention of saying special psukim in Chazal or Medrash or anything like that. Do we simply go and talk and say random things in the middle of our davening? How is that appropriate? How do you go and just say random psukim in the middle of Shemona Esrei and simply make a hefsek and a break in one's davening? And therefore, he says, it should be said after taking your three steps back before you say Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. Because that's really the end of Shemona Esrei. When you say Yehi Ratzon in Refi, you're still kind of davening before Hashem. And really, there's no place for such a hefsek when you're still standing before Hashem. And it should only be said after taking your three steps back. This is the opinion as well of the Aderis. The Aderis is Rav Kook's father-in-law. In his Sefer on Tefillah Davin and Perek Yud Gimel, he also finds it to be totally inappropriate that we would recite random psukim in the middle of our Shemona Esrei. So you should remember your name? Very nice. Do it another time. Why in the middle of Shemona Esrei? And therefore, he also felt it should be done after taking one's three steps back. Rav Avdi Yosef, you have over here on the sheets, in the Abiya Omer and Chelek Tes, in Or HaChaim Siman Yud Gimel, he addresses this question. He writes as follows. B'kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shekasov Shim Yomrim Yehi L'Ratzon Beis Pa'amim. So many people say Yehi L'Ratzon Refi twice. So Echad Kodem Elokai Netzor, one before Elokai Netzor. U'besof Elchozim Lomer Yehi L'Ratzon Mutr L'Hafsik La'anos Kol Amin V'tilas Elokai Netzor. We are makil generally that if during Elokai Netzor you're allowed to answer brachos, you're allowed to answer kedusha, amen, kaddish, things like that. So therefore, if that's the case, then why should it be a problem to say psukim? Vav shem zeh mechubri, even though it might not be the best thing to do. K'mosha kasavnu b'halichos olam, as I wrote in my sefer halichos olam, shein lahavsik be'emtza Elokai Netzor el kaddish kedusha. Really, in Elokai Netzor, you should only stop for two things: kaddish and kedusha. But not amen. It's not the same level as kaddish and kedusha. Kedin kriyas shema birchos seha. V'lo la'amenim debrachos. You shouldn't answer amen. Nevertheless, mikal makom b'sofa lokai netzor kodim lihi ratzon mutar lahafsik sham me'achas shesayim lomer hatachnudim. Meaning, once you say lokai netzor is a tefillah in the Gemara. Yehi Ratzon Refi is not a tefillah that's part of the Gemara's explanation of what you should say as part of Shemona Esrei, right? And therefore, once you finish Elokai Netzor, but before you say the last Yehi Ratzon Refi, says Rav Avdi Yosef, that really, the Ikar part of Shemona Esrei is done, and there it's appropriate to say Psukim, and the Minhag stands, says Rav Avdi Yosef. Now, let's turn to the connection to Shemiras HaLashon. The Chafetz Chaim makes no mention whatsoever of reciting the Psukim corresponding to a person's name anywhere. He doesn't talk about anywhere in the Mishnah Berurah itself, which you would think, which is the Sifrei Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, that should discuss proper conduct during Shemona Esrei. The Eliyahu Rabbah discusses it. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah all the time. Why wouldn't he decide this? So the Chafetz Chaim does discuss it somewhere else. He discusses it in the Shmiras HaLashon Chelek Beis in Perek Ches. And there he brings a beautiful idea connected to Shmiras HaLashon. Listen to what he writes. Uvaze nichali ma shekasavnu pasvarim liyad tzadim. This is what the Svarim writes when they advise a person, shia tamid mazkir shmo beremez besoch Shmoneh Esrei. The person should remember his name with a remez, with a hint at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Tehainu im shmo Avraham, yomar, if a person's name is Avraham, he should say the pasuk that begins with Aleph and finishes with Mem. Or anything like this. Vekasu shizohi tawela, she is kor shmo, this will help you remember your name from the pachan and the fear of the day of your death, when a person will not remember anything. V'hinei beyor hadavar amarti b'pshitus. Let me explain to you what's going on over here. How does this work? D'teva ha'isha holech v'derech ha'resha l'dabri hislotzei t'ma anashim. Because people, in their nature, they go and they speak bad things about other people. Shaholchim v'derech ha'emes v'hatzedek. U'memeyle yadua shahavonus sheish al ploni b'mashis rashel me'avodaso ayidei hanir shamim al shmo. Afshashem ploni hu shem Yaakov, haya rishum ha'avon al shem Yaakov, hu shmo achan, holchu mekatrigim achan. What's going to happen when a person passes away? So he says, when a person speaks Lashon Hara about Reuven, then the averos that Reuven did are now ascribed to the Baal Lashon Hara in Shemayim. Reuven did something bad. Reuven ate something not kosher. And you went and spoke Lashon Hara about Reuven for that thing that he did. So you get that avera that Reuven did when you spoke Lashon Hara. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. So what's going to happen? You're going to go before the Beis Din Shamala, and they're going to take out the ledger, the book, the Excel sheet, the video, whatever you want it to be, and they're going to open it up, and they're going to show you eating treif. And what are you going to say? Ani lo asisi avon sheni shmi achen velo Yaakov. That's not me. That's somebody else. Somebody else did this. It's not me. You have the names mixed up. Why am I getting punished for what he did? Hamashchisim holchem b'shlichos beisin shamala ein mistakim al zeh klal. And they'll come to and say, ein anu yodim dvar. We don't know. This is what's on your book. We didn't set it up this way. You say you didn't do this, but it's clear from the ledger that you did do this. Anu uzharnu b'shlichoseinu leilech eilech lanishcha b'stanishim chayak. It must mean that your name is Yaakov because your name is ascribed to this avera. Now the person is going to be punished for that avera that he thinks he didn't do. What is he going to say? Ulai be'emeshmi Yaakov. Maybe I am that other person. Now he's all confused. He's standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said he did this avera. He knows he didn't do this avera. He knows the other person did this avera. And now he doesn't know what to think. Maybe that is me. I don't know who I am. I don't remember anything. And he's all confused and scared. B'shachachti adei amisa. I forgot everything I did. This person who spoke so terribly about other people, it's not going to happen once. It's going to happen hundreds of times, the person spoke Lashon Hara. Hundreds of times he embarrassed people in public. And he's not going to know what to think. He's going to think he's Yaakov, he's going to think he's Yosef, he's going to think he's this one. All these averos that he didn't do are now being ascribed to him. Why? Because he spoke Lashon Hara about those people, and therefore they're all appearing on his account, and he becomes very confused. And therefore that's why we recite the Pesukim. So you should remember your name. And where do we put these Pesukim? In which area of Shmoneh Esrei? Elokai, Netzor Lashoni Meira. We put the Pesukim that remind us about our name in the paragraph of Elokai Netzor, because the paragraph there is about Shmiras HaLashon, to guard our tongues. And therefore we remind ourselves when we recite the psukim of our names, it's not just some sort of magical hocus-pocus that if you remember your name, so with the pasuk, everything will be fine. What it is we remind ourselves when we say Elokai Netzor, don't put yourself in a position where you're going to need to use this pasuk to remember your name. Because all these other people who did averos, their averos are going to be put on your book, and you're going to get their sins because you spoke Lashon Hara about their averos. And you said that Chaim had messy handwriting, and this person did this, and this person did that one. All these things are going to be ascribed to you because you spoke Lashon Hara about them. Remind yourself, Elokai Netzor Lashon Hara, Hashem, protect me from Shmiras HaLashon, from proper... protect me from Lashon Hara, that I should have proper Shmiras HaLashon, and therefore I won't have to rely on these psukim at any time. And therefore, it makes sense why you should appear in the paragraph of Elokai Netzor Lashoni Meira. Now, that's the idea of the Chafetz Chaim. Two more technical points. What should a person with two names do? Should you recite two psukim? So that would depend on how we view two names in halacha. Some people in halacha view two names as really one name. Some people view it as two. If it's one, then you'd have to recite maybe two psukim. If it was two, then maybe you could get away with one. So that's a different discussion for another time. And the Kitzur Shla actually says, this is what's not brought down for some reason in the article Siddur and other places, the Kitzur Shla says really the best thing to do is to use a pasuk that has your name. That's the best type of pasuk, because you'll remember the name of the best. But people don't know that, so they have to go and look for different pasukim. But if you have a pasuk in the Torah that has your name, then use that pasuk. What could be a better reminder? It's probably easier to remember a pasuk that has the name Yitzhak in it than come up with a pasuk that has a yod and a kuf at the end of it and try to remember that one. So if you have a pasuk that has the name Yitzhak, or whatever your name is, that would be the best thing to remember your name. So says the Kitzur Shla. Okay? So we should all be benched. We not have to use our psukim and shemaim, as the Chavetz Chaim said, and we should all be protected with Shmiras HaLashon and not be judged accordingly by the Beis Din Shel Milah.